Next station is JC Cato. JC CATO. Last name is CATO. First name JC. Date this for 3/31. Date of birth is. Date of birth is. Well, I don't see a date of birth here for some reason. Oh, here it is. 3/5/50. Mr. Cato is a 72-year-old gentleman, or actually 71-year-old gentleman, disabled, veteran, disabled, lives with his wife, has two children, patient has a tracheostomy, has been a heavy smoker and drinker in the past. Patient is switching doctors in town to our office. Because the family is not happy with the care they've been receiving at the VA or the doctor here in Cleveland, Texas, period. New paragraph, patient suffers from CHF, CVA, chronic kidney disease, anemia, diabetes, COPD, hyperkalemia, status post Klebsiella pneumonia, sepsis, chronic respiratory failure, status post IVC filter. As I mentioned, patient has a tracheostomy and a PEG tube at this time, as well as Foley catheter. Medical surgical problem, COPD, chronic Foley catheter, Pseudomonas sepsis, Klebsiella pneumonia, kidney disease, chronic. History of tobacco abuse, diabetes, with diabetic nephropathy, heart failure, kidney disease, anemia, delirium, due to current concurrent patient's hospitalization and respiratory failure. Next one is dysphagia, history gastrointestinal bleed, tracheostomy, history of COVID-19. ADL dependency and bowel and bladder incontinence. Patients initially was hospitalized with COVID-19, subsequently transferred to LTAC. No, hospitalized with COVID-19 and developed a SLEW, S-L-E-W, other medical issues and conditions, as I mentioned above, subsequently transferred to LTAC and then has been transferred home. And home health and patients being seen now to for evaluation for home health care and AIDS, as well as PT and OT. Period. Allergy reviewed, medications reviewed. Social, as I mentioned, he has had a heavy history of ETOH and smoking in the past. Patient's family is having some issues with heat and ventilation at home, but the family tells me that that's going to be taken care of. He does have O2 in place and O2 precautions discussed with wife regarding smoking in presence of oxygen. Patient appears to be in, at the time of visit at home, in some pain. Is nonverbal because of the PEG tube present. I mean, because of the tracheostomy present. Medications reviewed. His vitals are 100 over 60. Pulse is 92 afebrile. O2 sats 92% on 4 liters. Heart, tachycardic, lungs, ronchi, coarse breath sounds, abdomen, soft, scaphoid, lower extremity, no edema. Skin intact, no evidence of ulceration noted. Foley catheter present. So there's no PEG tube, so make sure you put no evidence of PEG tube, only Foley catheter present. Trach site appears to be clean. Patient does have a cough from time to time. Patient does have a PEG tube. Gastric feeding tube is present. Receiving bolus feeding with the help of his wife and free water. Assessment here, we have a 72-year-old gentleman, status was COVID-19 infection with respiratory failure, tracheostomy, G-tube placement, weight loss, malnutrition, protein calorie malnutrition, severe weakness, high risk of decubitus ulcer. Patient is definitely homebound. Patient has a Foley catheter in place, bowel and bladder incontinence. Is not able to leave the house. It's too taxing for patient to leave the house. Patient needs home health, PT and OT, if he has any chance of recovery. Also, patient's family needs desperate need of nursing care regarding his medication as well as education, period. PTOT has been set up. Overall prognosis is poor. Family understands risk factors and how ill patient has been. Thank you.